Amagwini ithokozani emakhosini. Igama lam nguzipho wakwaKudolamo elokugula nguMayihlome. Xa uthanda ungandibiza ngoGumayihlome okanye ngoGonyazi lweZulu. Bendizothanda uthatha eli thuba ndicamagushe kuzo zonke izihlweli ezindiphetheyo eziphakathi komzimba wam endilibeleyo okanye endingazibizanga ngoku zingaqumbi iziqalekisi. Ndiqale ngocamagusha emabheleni, emkolanga odlambulo oqunta ovaphi onondanda kuphakanyiswa, ndiyacamagusha. Ndicamagushe emazizini olamyeni omtatela ongxibinoboya. Ndicamagushe kombathane oxesibe, ndingawalibelanga mampinga owawa obholokoqoshe. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandiphehlelelayo sandibekibhekile entloko, nditsho kuthiyani uzengele unonkosi xa ndisitsho ndicamagushe. Camagushe ke kwisihlwele sotholo ondlangisa, ndicamagushe kootida ongcwangule. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandifundisa uphakama isidlozi, njalo ndithokozise kubaba wam uMamntambo kaNhlangothe, ngithi thokoza gogo. Ndithokozise kugogomkhulu wami uMapitsi kaMahoto, ndithi bayethe makhosi amakhulu, makhosi ezizwe. Ndiyacamagusha.
Thokozani, and welcome to episode 21 of Gogo Have I Been Scammed, brought to you by Times Live. On this platform, we discuss, share wisdom, and raise awareness on all things traditional African spirituality and indigenous knowledges, including but not limited to scams. My name is Gogozipho Dolamo, and I am your host. Happy Women's Month, everybody. And in the spirit of Women's Month, we will be engaging with the story of a well-known female Sangoma who seems to be the target of a smear campaign, as I gather. You guessed it, we are definitely speaking about Latoya Makenye today and her confrontation with a former initiate. Let's get right into it. Okay, so I think I'll start off by saying that I think we all can see that Latoya has been enjoying anything but positive PR in the last few weeks. From her soon-to-be ex-wife, Ulebu, telling conflicting stories, or rather them both telling conflicting stories of abuse against one another. To her unfortunate dismay, Latoya found herself yet again at the helm of discussion as she was exposed as a so-called fake Gobel. So earlier this week, I think we all saw the circulating videos of the former generation's actress on Moja Love on a show called Fake Gobela, where one of her initiates was accusing uLatoya or uGogo of owing him money after his training was cut short. According to the initiate, it was due to Latoya Makenye leaving home because of the alleged abuse that she was enduring at the hands of Lebu. On the show, Latoya makes it very clear ukuthi she took her initiate to her gogomkhulu or her baba's house. So uGobela wakhe uthathile ingane wayihambisa kuGobela as soon as things started becoming tumultuous in the home. On top of that, at the confrontation, one of the, I suppose, arguments or the trepidations of this said initiate is that he made some financial contributions and now there is nothing to show of his money and naturally what he's put in terms of finances and money into the whole thing. In the midst of that, Latoya is residing in a space where there's constant fighting, constant pointing of fingers, and very deep and troubling allegations of intimate partner violence. Be that as it may, we will likely never know the truth behind the tumultuous relationship, nor is it the crux of our discussion today. We do, however, on this platform, stand firmly against intimate partner violence as well as gender-based violence. If you know somebody or you yourself are dealing with GBV or intimate partner violence, please contact the following helplines as organized by the Department of Social Development. 0800-428-428. That is 0800-428-428. Alternatively, you can SMS help to 31531. Okay, so in case you missed the debacle between LaToya and said former initiate, I think that, so in the event that you haven't heard it, we will play the clip for you now and we will get right into the conversation.
No, re fitlile mo lapeng baba because of ne ke to timana shelter na ke ntshitse mo.
Kabelo. Okay. Number one, o tle ko nna. O dutse le fehlong
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And even the time when you came in o tle ko nna o lla dikeledi gore ha ona chelete. Ha go sharp go gae.
Yeah.
Normally bana baka ha ba kena le fehlong ba kena with no less than 3.5 at least that is me doing someone a favor because ngempela my fee is 10k because ke lifa di uniform ke lifa di skirt ke lifa di ntho tsengata ha le kena le fehlong right or wrong.
No,
I can't. Because the internet is sharp control.
Yes, no, yeah.
Because neki sharpi wa control wa kupola.
Yes.
Because neki trapi wa control.
Yes.
Kilebu.
Yes.
Wa kupola mkulu.
Ka kupola.
Karikolona, you've got two options. Either likata maelina, because besi unyatela mabala. Anyway, ubabam. Ngati. This is obviously my way to also escape. Ngobala ngisengizofa. Either ningahamba nibuyele ekhaya or ningahamba nam sizo nizokwazi ukuqetelela. You all decided wena nombakada and nyoka manzi, you all decided gore le tla tsamaya le nna. O dutse 1 week ko baba ko Springs and then you said to us baba ngicela ukuhamba last tashe khona ba kuba musadi wa ka lengwana so ke batla u bathusa gore batlo aga mkhukhunyana. That's how you left and
yes.
I released you. So what is going on here?
Yes,
akangibuzelana. Akangibuze nje la kancane mama ngoba kunento ayivezile ukuthi yes uyihlalile lesikhathi asihlalile lade ngihlala khona kode sahleli lapho. Uthi ayikho yena into ayibone kade yenza nisahleli la kade nihleli khona ubona ungamnaki
2 weeks.
Okay.
Uzofunda yini in 2 weeks.
Now there have been many uninformed opinions looming around the story as well as questions. Many of those questions that is are resultant in a lack of knowledge on the operationality of UCTWASA and initiation school. Fortunately, in today's discussion, we will be talking about initiation fees, the rights and responsibilities of Okobela Namatwasa. To help me unpack this incredibly complex topic, we will be joined again today by Umkhulu Manzolwandle. Thokozani Umkhulu, and thank you so much again for agreeing to be with us on this platform and being a constant ally and I suppose one who contributes to the generation of knowledge as much as you do. Siyabonga Thokozani.
Thokoza gogo, kubonga mina, ngibonga ithuba. Thokoza.
Mkhulu, I think upon Funukala Kona, right? And it is the reason, I suppose, that young man went onto the show Fake Kobela in attempts to, you know, expose Ukoko or Mkhulu LaToya. I suppose let's start here, right? In so far as refunds are a thing, right? What kind of mechanisms do we have if Utwase but Alko Hebi with the result? So, for example, ningene phehlweni and they say ukuthi bazongenzisa la madluzi i4 and then uthola ukuthi ngenza only 2 and then but I'm paying the full amount. What kinds of negotiations are possible?
Thokoza gogo. I think firstly let's get to the the crux of this part, what you are raising, the issue of contracting or an agreement of a service that will be delivered and the one that receives it, right? Mm. You made a good example of saying, in a case where uzawuthwasiswa imimoya A4, uphele ingenziwa A4, usenziwa 2, yet you've paid for the 4 to be covered. Of course, in such cases, you are entitled to request a refund for those that was not delivered. For whatever was not delivered, kufunekubuyiswe imali yakho back, right? But when we talk refund nephelo, it is a such a sensitive case because there is a level of proving that what was delivered to you was substandard. And I can tell you, it becomes a very, each case will have to be judged on its own merits because details are important. You make mention of the episode Galatoya. You see, when you watch that, which we'll get maybe later in your questioning, when you watch that, you start realizing that there was a misrepresentation of facts by this so-called Twasa Legaleto to the show itself, number one. Number two, the expectation that in the timeline that he was there, something should have changed. Trust me, that is impossible. It's not even grounds for any refund. And I liked what Ugogo Letoya did in terms of trying to give the actual background and reality of the story, because I think that's where most people started understanding what really happened there to us.
I think, Mkhulu, at face value, we are very, I think right now as a society, we are quite hell-bent on exposing people and having stories that, you know, can give us our 10, 15 minutes of fame, right? And so what I want to ask you is that if Lomfana, if Lobuti had a legitimate concern, right? In your experience, you know, is it appropriate to go about it ngolohlobo? Because naturally, aphondivela khona mna, awufiki ufike kugobela wakhe so umele nangenyawo. You know? So can you just talk us through as well some of the overt disrespects that are in?
I think I will open that by saying the media is responsible for the tarnishing of the name Yobungoma. And I'll say this without fear of contradiction later. The media is always going to take up anything that is going to seem to push a stereotype that says abangoma abarong abarong bayathakatha abarong yonke nje into negative about ubungoma. The media will give it space, right? That's number one. Number two, xa umuntu engena ephehlweni ungena la mntu phansi kwezigaba ezithile nemithetho emithile embange ukuba aphele efikela kwelo ziko, right? And this person then unikwa imithetho. One of the things enziwayo ephehlweni, as soon as ufika kukunikwa imithetho, the rules of engagement and how you're going to conduct yourself, how are you going to relate to people, how are you going to relate to your gobela and all of that, right? There is also a known protocol that says where a difference or a dispute arises ephehlweni between wena no gobela wakho, ubani uyaqonda bana I can't approach this person or I've tried to approach this person lo muntu which is ugobela wabe kanti ba rude or akakhendisa right or you are dissatisfied with the conclusion. Umthetho weshoba uthi uya kubaba ka baba wakho, which is ugobela ka gobela. That's where you go first and say kune issue njengalena nanjengalana between mina no baba, and ubaba ayisimze asikwazi uvana azokwazi ugobela ka gobela ungenelela anihlalise phansi. Of course, go through the details and then a resolution is found. You do not jump to public spaces. You do not jump to your family first. You do not jump to your friends or even abafowenu ephehlweni. I'll tell you why this is always advised that is not the best way to go about it. It's because you are going to go uzise a certain perspective of the story without the reality sometimes. And then that gets pushed. And then contamination happens. Kwenzeke into ezininzi that shouldn't have happened. And if the right protocol was observed, you would have resolved the matter. That was if powerful, your intention was to resolve the matter.
Yeah, come on, Gush.
Togos.
I think let's get a little bit into these rules of engagement.
Yes.
Quite so nicely, right? And so one of the biggest issues zalo zeli twasalgatoya is that uthi ubuti yena, you know, ebeze kule environment. Ngoku toxic kule environment ugobela wabo uyabasusa ubasa kubaba wakhe. Ezibaya ke ngoku empandeni enkulu la uLatoya
athwasa khona.
His problem is that why kusenzeka kanje, and his agreement was that uzo twasiswa ngusisi LaToya yena, not ugobela wakhe.
Yes.
Mna if bendino iphendula lonto leyo, I mean, I would just say ukuthi, you know, no gobela functions as an island, mkhulu. Yes.
Of course.
No
of course.
Gobela functions as an island. And so the expectation yokuthi awuzuphathwa ngezandla ezibe ziphethe ugobela wakho is completely just, it's out of this world.
It's absurd.
Ngiyacamagusha mkhulu. Now, there is that concept kengoku as well. I suppose I just want to ask this question a little bit deeper, right? There is then the conversation or the narrative yokuthenga intwaso ngabantwana, right? But not necessarily was happening, but it is a practice that happens, right? Can you please just take us through
this? Which is ukulobola ngamathwasa ukuthenga impathi.
Ngiyacamagusha.
All right. First, maybe let me be a bit touch on that one. Lomfana goes to the show, present exactly what you outlined. Ukuthi yena, he was not happy about the fact that uphele end up kwagobela kagobela, not kwagobela only. Ugogo LaToya details the story. Ukuthi I even gave them an opportunity to say, guys, nina decide. This is a situation we find ourselves in. Do you want to stay? Or do you want ukuhamba nibuyele ekhaya niphahlelwe nibuyele ekhaya, because I cannot keep you in this environment. And we are ibona ukuthi this was uLaToya being considerate of amathwasa, noting environment akuyo. That was one this boy did not highlight it that way. Uyithathe ngathi bathathu bayodanjwa. Number two, LaToya says, I went with them and I stayed with them there. Yeah, not this boy went out to go and fix his personal issues. That's how he left. So basically, from a Gobela's perspective, Gobela was not aware ukuthi kanti kune issue ekhona engenye. Knew ukuthi lo muntu umka on the basis that uyolungisa into ye family yakhe. Masidluleke apho ku story. So I liked what she did there, because she brought the truth to the fore. Because we didn't have that. We had one story but wayethatha bayodanjwa. Kukhona ke kumthetho weshobu ukuthi xa umuntu eba ngugobela yena, your first mathwasa, let's say 2 or 3 depending impando kuyo, right? Kuthiwa ulobola ngawo impande. What does that mean? It is a rite of passage for you to become a gobela, right? Your first people of Negabe initiative, remember at this point, awunayo experience, the know-how, imithi, yonke into that is needed to become a gobela uthwasise yourself. Umthetho wempande ke kuthokoza lineage says, uzawuzisa ke lamathwasa that is defined by impande yakho. But abantu mabanga misunderstand this thing. It doesn't say I take these kids and dump them there. No. It says labantwana laba obazisayo bokuqala abazuthokozisa wena, number 1, meaning you won't be their gobela wena obazisile, number 1. 2, they will be abantwana bakagobela wakho. But they become abantwana ozawufundiswa kubo ukuthi ukuthwasisa umntu kuzwa kanjani. Imithi, the secrets that you are not told earlier when ususangoma, ufundiswe nemithi nempande lena ikukuthwasiseni isebenzisayo, its origins and where and all of those things. It says then, when uzenda munu kupe cash, you'll bring these kids. These kids bathwaswa ngugobela wakho. With you being there, watching over every step, being taught and being mentored by your gobela, ukuthi, this is how you become a gobela. That is what the concept of ukulobola impande means. It is a mentoring process of apho unikwa khona a rite of passage, ukuthi uthole impande or the authority yokuthwasisa kwawena. Because the fear then was, if uzawuvela uthatha abantwana bakho uqala uhambe uye laphaya, uyabathwasisa, then there's a complication. You don't connect with the gobela wakho. Kuza kwenzeka something kushona umntana nomuntu because something was done wrong. Since ugobela wakho is then there to teach you, this is what you do when there's a complication. This is what you do kuphula umoya. This is what you do ukuhlambula amadlozi. This is what you do with all of these things. Angishune ingane ezila ezizothwasa. And thus then at the end of it all, asabe thwasilele izingane unikwa umuthi lo wokuthwasisa sobiza impande yabangoma yokuthwasisa. Unikezwe wona ukugobela kwakho because now ukubonile she or he has taken you through the processes wabe kanti uyawela. However though, let it be noted, that practice is becoming less and less emaphehlweni today for few reasons. Kunabantu abaxa beqaba ukuqeda uthwasa bazicela ukuthi I can do it on my own. Ogobela then what they do is they say, okay, I don't want to seem as if I'm gatekeeping abantwana babantu, right? I will then allow them bazithwasele their first group on their own with the condition that says, I am here as a point of reference. I am here to support you. But yenzele kwakho ebengabantwana bakho, you can just pay a certain amount to acquire impande yokuthwasisa, right? And this was done, I can tell you, because we practice it like that here. And Nakwinda was because of there were a lot of complications that happened with the concept of bring amatwasa, and then that's how you acquire impact. A lot of things has gone wrong. They then decided, I don't want to be seen as if I'm either greedy or I'm gatekeeping people. So I don't want umntana womntu makazithwasisele mnanza menzela the rituals and the rite of passage. And then ayazi ukuthi ngikhona until there's guidelines you give them xa kuthwasa kwenziwa kanje nakanje nakanje nakanje. Then uthi ngikhona every time you need me. That way we are saying, let's create independence. Let's create a situation that says, if idlozi lakho likuzisele ingane efuna zithwase kuwe, zithwasise under my guidance and mentorship, yes, but if you want. But I will give you the rite of passage, I will do the rituals, and yokubonisa impande uhambe uyoyigubha ngokwakho, ubuye ube ngugobela, everything is done. So you acquire that without bringing amathwasa to me, but we convert that to a certain fee. Thokoza.
Yaqamagusha mkhulu, uyibeke kakuhle kamnandi futhi, because I remember nam ndisangena ephehlweni or ndisangena edlozini. Ndandilithwasa lokuqala likamama esithuseni, right?
Yes.
And so what happened there is that yonke imisebenzi yam ibisenzeka in the presence of umakhulu, umama endimbiza umakhulu because uligqirha le.
Yes. Yes.
So this concept as well, it is there, but another thing I would say has corrupted it a little bit is that it has really just been brought down and reduced to a matter of money.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. So na mathwasa manje, for each thwasa uzoni kugobela wakho 20k.
Eish.
Uyabo. Ibe yicomplication because it drives up ifees zokuthwasa. It messes everything up. Yakamagusha ke ngokumkhulu, ndifune ukubuza ke ngoku ukuthi le mali ayikhalelayo ukabelo or umfana lo in the clip, is he valid for ukhalela lo mali? Because I would say no, but I just want to hear from you.
and you know, in that case, I'm actually of the view that he does not deserve any refund, not even a cent. I'll tell you why. This is from my personal view, not what Uletoya said. Number one, you are not only paying for tangible things when you pay for a service. There's a lot that is taken into consideration about how do you come to a certain fee. Lomfana has been there for 2 weeks or whatever it is, right? There are certain items that would have been bought out of that amount that he has paid. Those are not easy. It doesn't take that into consideration. Number two, on the basis that he's the one who left iphehlo without even Kobela's knowledge. He left iphehlo stating that he's going to go and do his dozo. He never said, Baba, I'm not happy about this thing. Because then maybe Lotte would have said, okay, I'll give you back a portion of the money that you've paid since you are not happy and you prefer to leave. In what we are getting in that clip, that was not done. So this person forfeited the right to ask for any refund, because if you just abscond, decide was a package who hambe pehlweni, you have no right to come back and be claiming things because you did not take any necessary steps to resolve the disputes or any grievances that you might have had. Now tell me, how many people are paying for e-services, whether e-medical aid, insurance, whatever it is, and the next thing, when they stop paying for it, do they go back and ask for refunds? Because you chose to stop. It is not a situation where there was an engagement with Ugobela to say, hey, Domdal, I'm not happy with this new setup. Can you please allow me to rather, I know at first I said I'll stay, but ngoku looking at the circumstances, whatever that is, I rather lose and in the then ukugobela in their discretion, of course, will say no. Then in that case, Nancy is part of the money that you've paid. But it doesn't qualify for any refund in that specific case of Ulatoya Netwasalaki. No.
And also conceptually, right? Ta ungena entwasweni iyavulwa itas, as far as I know, right?
Yes.
La mali ayileyo ukabelo yena. It sounds like ibi imvula.
Yes. Not at all. They can do anything by nothing.
And so uzokhalela
the cost of intwaso.
And go uzokhalela le mali. Yokuvula itasi yokuthi ndizokwamkelwa as umntana walapha ndicela ufunda under you.
Yeah. Imagine.
Hey, nithwele nzima ningogobela.
Every day.
And then ke ngokomkhulu kuphinde kubekho this narrative ke ngoku online, which I completely do not understand, right? And that is ukuthi Ulatoya should have found a way to separate her worlds, right? To separate what she's going through to what Amathwasa here for, which I think is completely, completely unfair. Hey?
Hey, my goodness. Oh, Gog, you know, there is this overwhelming entitlement and judgment ordinary people wants to impose to Izango. Like, it says, if Izangoma are supposed to live in an isolated world somewhere, do things differently, and they are not human, they're not going to be impacted by daily lives, our situations, we are supposed to be these perfect beings. And that, I don't know, be sugapi, because it has never been like that. There's never been an expectation that Izangoma is not human or is a perfect being. Yet, we don't see the same approach being applied to pastors and all the other people that are in the religious space. But let's leave that. So stop it for another day. Ulatoya, there was no way she was going to separate a personal life from a spiritual life. Number one, before Latoya became a spiritual being, a call where you initiate and everything, she was just an ordinary person living her life, right? Now she cannot detach ubomi obunormal on the basis that yena ngokugobela lusangom. And there was no way. And when's the right thing? When things started escalating in a personal life, she called abantwana bakhe. What abantwana bam? This is what is going on. Every gobela in their right mind has to do that. When a situation becomes unbearable and when something seems to be affecting iphetho, you have to take necessary steps as ugobela to shield abantwana bendlu. That is correct. Or to make sure that you change the environment. That is also correct. But to say that she should have separated the two, she shouldn't have allowed whatever is happening at her home. Now look at it this way. Latoya is saying she was being abused. Can you imagine a state of mind? Now Amathwasa ngaba funeka afumane attention from ugobela wakhe. She's in a state of mind, isn't it right? What else was she supposed to do? What she did was what anyone will do in situations like that. You find a solution that is best to safeguard umsebenzi wendlu. Thokoza.
I think to just wrap up, right, ungandipha noba mamazi amabini mathathu around, you know, umntu xa ezilungiselela ukuyothwasa, firstly from that perspective and from the perspective of ugobela. Because like you just said, there is this unrealistic expectation yokuba we don't have things going on singamagqirha, sihleli nje, you know, sinetsane namathwasa odwa. Or rather, we don't have marriages, we don't have relationships. If I were to say to you, uteta nomntu who is preparing themselves to go into initiation school, preparing how to manage a relationship nogobela, what would be,
yes,
you know, what would be your line of advice or thinking?
All right. I'm going to talk to two people, yeah, another initiate or to be an initiate person. And I'm also going to address the one who's a gobela, right? Luckily for me, I have gone through it all. Exactly personal challenges during the time with Twasabanganabelozi. I've gone through a lot. And it's not easy to always create the balance. But here's my advice. To the child that is about to go to Mzinwomtu Ati Ngiyothwasa, I've got a teaching or a principle that I always emphasize, Bandana Bellusbala, Uguti. This that you are going to do has nothing to do with you as a person. More everything to do, no more, yeah, and spirituality. You come from a family, yet you are expected to mold you to become a better sangom. Can you always make sure ukuthi ngumoya ongaphezulu kunciphe wena enyameni? If you've got grooming right from ekhaya, you uyakwazi ukuphilisana nabantu and all of that, that will work for you. Because apuza yakhona uzawumitha strangers, apuza yakhona uya to a stranger's house. But if you are zazi ukuthi as a person, I am one on a problems ezinje nezinje nezinje, that has messed up other relationships with my family, with my intimate relationships, emsebenzini with colleagues, because unfortunately that personality, that character that you have, a wrongo, is not going to diminish or just go away because ungene phehlweni. Work on yourself first at an emotional level. Be emotionally ready that goes out changing mitetho. You are going to be under someone else's rule, nemitetho yeshoba, which is but unfortunately now you are submitting to something higher than you. Please work on that, because abantwana abaninzi abangene phehlweni babethwe zi characters and personalities zabo ezi-existed long before bangene phehlweni. Ngelishwa ke, being isangoma or igqirha, you are born with that gift. And that gift, in many cases, ayizukwazi ukutshintsha uba wena ungubani ubuwena. But you're going to have to manage it. Abanye, they've got alcohol problems. Abanye, they've got a lot of different problems. Sinokuzazi ukuthi anything that has messed your relationships in the past can mess up this relationship you're about to go and build, which is ukukhutshulwa komoya. Okwesibili, umoya awukhuphuki kumntu ozibeka phezulu. Umoya ukhuphuka kakuhle nabantu abadala basebenzisana kakuhle nomuntu ozithobayo. So it is important that even when there are disputes or differences, because there will be, no ukuthi mna ndafundiswa into ethi, I must always approach things from a constructive perspective. Ungahlali usenza izinto from a destructive foundation. Wena yonke into uyithatha ngamawala. Yonke into awumind umaphawuthukisela abantu, awumind to spread gossip that is unnecessary and unreal. That will never change because of sephehlweni. That won't change because of ukukhutshula umoya. You're going to need to work on yourself. I always say to people, at least a month or two before you walk into that path, do a lot of introspection as a person and work on you. Otherwise, you will have the worst experience sephehlweni. Because awuzukwazi ukuphilisana nabanye abantu. And lonto can even affect your growth sephehlweni. To the gobela. Hey, mtaka baba. You are welcoming abantwana babantu, abanye abanamakhaya, abanye abanamfundiso emakhayeni, abanye they don't have a motivation emakhayeni abo, abanye they don't even know where their lives are going. Be a parent to them. Be understanding to them. And understand ukuthi into yomoya iyayiaffecta i-emotions zabantwana bedlozi. You're going to have to be a bit patient with them when they're exhibiting signs of frustration and all of that. Unga yenzi worse. Awukwazi utreat abantwana bedlozi in such a way that these slaves or whatever they are. Funeka ukhumbule ukuthi ngabantu abagulayo aba abaze kwakho bezocela uncedo. I'm not saying tolerate the wrongs, but I'm saying when there is a wrong behavior, address it politely, like a parent, properly, and groom them. Sometimes abanye benza into because sisiqhelo, umuntu is who they are, abazazi ukuthi le nto yenza i-wrong or is destructive. Because wena as umuntu omdala, as a parent, as ugobela ngocala lomoya nokwenyama, play that role of guiding and mentoring. Because if that lacks, la nto wena ubuntu bakho, as ugobela, I always say, umuntu ofuna ukugobela, it must not be on the basis that idlozi lakho wants you to be a gobela. Kufuneke nawe gobela ukuzijonga ubana ndiyakwazi nophilisana nabantu. Ungajongi on the monetary part of things. Uqonda uba, hey, amathwasa ayi-10 is equal to this much if bonke bayabhatala. Uzuyazi ukuthi uma wenza loo nto leyo, you've killed ubunyanga bakokwenu. Ngoba kuza xa kuvuka izivunguvungu, you won't be able to cope. Ngoba kaloku wena ubeka imali phambili. Ungayijonganga ukuthi ndizogroom abantu, abantwana bedlozi, to become better human beings. Iyanceda ke nokuthi as a gobela, pay attention to each and every person. Analyze bana we personality zabo zinjani. Unga focus ekubakhuliseni ngokomoya only. Ubajonge bana where are their shortcomings? What role can you play to help them become better people? That way, ophume ezandleni. They cannot blame you. Ngobazabe yazi nyani ubana you've tried your best to be patient, to be mentoring, to be teaching and understanding. However, unfortunately, you cannot change who they are. But I want to say you won't lose all of them. You might win more than 50% of those. Abanovuka bekubona ukuthi there's value to your teachings, there's value to your guidance. Kodwa mntana bantu, please, we understand ukuthi you are welcoming strangers to your life. You are welcoming strangers to your home. Can you keep them at bay from your personal life and personal stories? Keep them at bay from that as much as you can. Where things you cannot change or cannot hide, of course they will see and they will know, but do not let whatever is happening in your personal life always, and I highlight always, always affect how you're treating abantwana bedlozi. If ukwatile ne partner yakho, so you took his 11 and bedlozi, so aggressive kubo, that is wrong as the gobela. Thokoza
mntomda. Thank you so very much for your wisdom once again. We thank you kakhulu lakwa gogo, and we naturally will be borrowing from that from lo mthombo of knowledge. Ngiyacamakusha. And that is it from this edition of Gogo Have I Been Scammed. To share your story with us, please email us on gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. That is gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can reach out to us through the socials via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under the handle @gogohaveibeenscammed. That is under the handle @gogohaveibeenscammed. Remember that you can find our latest podcast episodes on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab, or across digital streaming platforms, that is Iono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to our other podcasts, that is Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, 30 Years of Democracy, Business Day Spotlight, and Chisa Live. Gogo Have I Been Scammed is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Muzo. I have been your host, Gogo Zipo Tolamo. Until next time, Thokozani, cha magwini emakhosini.